The Sunday scriptures during the 50 days of Easter give a systematic progression of the early disciples' faith journey, which is similar to what we, the 21st century disciples, experience in our lives, from the risen Christ, who even his closest followers did not recognize, to the instructions given to his disciples to share the love that he had by spreading the good news of salvation. We too, like the early disciples, are challenged to recognize the risen Christ in our lives and then to live our Christian faith as a witness to that love. The Easter season readings unfold this way. The second and third Sundays relate encounters with the risen Christ. The fourth Sunday brings us the Good Shepherd Sunday, those readings which assure us of God's great and unconditional love. The Gospels in the fifth, sixth, and seventh Sundays of Easter are drawn from Jesus' farewell discourse in John's Gospel, followed by the Ascension, which Jesus then commissions his disciples to continue his work, and then he gifts them with the Spirit on Pentecost to give them the strength to go forth in his name and to serve in Christian love. This evening's first reading and the gospel account are about recognition, about recognizing the presence of Jesus the Christ and knowing who he really is. But to know Christ is not just about knowing about him in a historical sense, but to really know him. And that's what we heard in the gospel reading and in the first reading here this evening. Earlier in that first reading, if we were to go back a few verses in that, Peter and John were in the temple in Jerusalem, and they had cured a person who had been crippled from birth. Well, that caused a lot of commotion from the onlookers, but it gave Peter and John the opportunity to remind those people of their failure. So instead of recognizing who this Jesus really was, the people called for him to be crucified and to be put to death. But as we heard, Peter told them they didn't understand, and they acted out of ignorance. However, Peter said, even now, God will forgive them if they repent and be converted. Then in the gospel account, which took place immediately after the two disciples from Emmaus finally recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread, and they ran back to the upper room to then share their information with the disciples, their information about the resurrected Lord that they had experienced through the breaking of that bread. So as they were telling their account, Jesus appeared again in that upper room, and what happened? They were terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Jesus invited them to touch him and even to eat some of their food. Well, with that, then he began to teach them, opening their minds to the scriptures, what the scriptures had to say about God's anointed one. And he finished by telling them that they were witnesses to all of those things. So those in the upper room in this reading were not the only ones, of course, who had a difficult time in recognizing Jesus. We recall from last Sunday's gospel reading, doubting Thomas had that same problem. And then on Easter morning, Mary Magdalene encountered the risen Lord, and she didn't recognize him, thinking that he was the gardener. Well, why would they recognize him? They thought that he was dead. Some questions for us might be, do we recognize the presence of Christ in our own lives, in our world? When do we recognize him? Where do we recognize him? Well, as Christians, we believe the risen Lord is present to us in the scriptures and also in the Eucharist. But it shouldn't stop there. Shouldn't we try to recognize the nearness of Christ every day in our lives? Or do we prefer to keep him away, away in a preferred remote and distant place, maybe only in the tabernacle as I go about my life in this world. We should not, however, fail to note the obvious. Christ is present to us today, just as he was through Peter and John in the first reading when he healed the cripple. There are times when we feel crippled, times when we suffer various agonies in our own gardens of Gethsemane. Especially during this coronavirus year, we've had our own moments of darkness and pain, loss and suffering. It was during those times of agony that we focused on our humanness, and we had a difficult time in recognizing the risen Lord in our own lives. The challenge of today's gospel is to recognize the risen Christ in our own life and to recognize the Christ images that come during our times of agony, our times of darkness, times of suffering. And conversely, then, it's also important that we recognize the Christ image in us when we minister to others to show, to help them in their time of need, in their time of suffering. Well, we meet Christ on the road to Emmaus each time we attend the celebration of the Eucharist. We assemble as one body where we hear the word of God, and the body of blood of Christ is shared as one community. We gather for this communal experience of a meal consisting of the risen Christ. Christ is in us, and we are called to go forth to spread the good news through our own good deeds and words, again inspired through the Holy Spirit. Each Eucharistic celebration brings us together as a body of Christ, and we're reminded that we are the eyes, the ears, we are the hands of Jesus. We are called to do his work in this community and in the world. Truly, Easter is a miracle. The Easter miracle is among us, and we celebrate that during these 50 days. That Easter miracle is an assurance from God that God loves us, that God forgives us, and that those times are always present, even in the most difficult of situations. The Easter miracle helps us to recognize the risen Christ presence among us and gives us courage and strength to be witnesses to God's great love, compassion, and mercy. As we've heard in the responsorial psalm here this evening, Lord, let your face shine on us. And to that, let us add, so that we may recognize you more often in our daily lives and know that you are walking along with us, helping us to share the good news through our actions and through our words. Yes, Jesus is real, and he is among us.